At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, no, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You'll get more than you expect with McValue at McDonald's. Like deals on your late night go-tos when the party goes till dawn. And savings on their faves. So date night always passes the vibe check. Plus, when the fam shows up for the weekend, you can show out for breakfast.
Buy one breakfast sandwich, add one for a dollar. Only in the app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once a day. Must opt into rewards. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, it is another Monday, another Milan Weekly podcast. What are we going to be talking about today? Obviously, the game against Fiorentina. You know, somehow we have a new sporting director. We don't have a sporting director. We're going to talk about the upcoming match against Udinese on Friday. Week 31 recap, you know, with our Fubo segment. And guys, don't forget, the Super Chats are open. You want to support the channel. Super Chats are open. I'm going to read out your questions. There's also Patreon. And, you know, with me today is Fabio. He's there in the green room. But, Fabio, what do people need to do to make sure, you know, that they know when we go live, all this kind of stuff? Tell the people.
Well, there's only one thing you need to do, baby. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, please subscribe to us on all of our platform. Make sure you hit that little notification bell so you're up to date with all the times when we're going live. Smash the like button, leave a comment, and also, like Vinny said earlier, follow us on Patreon if you want to help support the channel. Super Chats are open, baby!
They're open, Patreon. Thank you to all supporting. And on that note, let's get the show on the road, shall we, Fabio?
Let's go!
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything in Milan, another weekend, another Milan roller coaster, and another weekend where nobody wanted to win, except for Lazio. You know, Lazio decided to win this weekend. Fabio, Vinny T, well, we're not professionals, Fabio.
Nor do we pretend to be.
And, filling in for Stevie P, always faithful, Fabio, coast to coast. And, you know, they were on last week. They're probably going to be on, who knows, because Gio's in the chat, but who knows if he's going to be present for, what'd you call him, G-Money?
G-Money, that's G-Money.
G-Money, maybe Friday, we'll see what happens. Turn those notification bells on. Let's get straight into it, Fabio. I was looking forward to this game, and I'm like, I got stuck going to work. I couldn't watch, and I'm watching from my phone, and it's fucking tuna thing. Never good, you know? Let's go with the beginning. Like, how about you? What were your feelings? Take me through that day. Starting lineups, your feelings. Like, let's start try to think about the final result. Fabio, pregame. Talk to me about that.
Well, pregame, I went to the chat and, went to the club in Manhattan. So I put a video out on Twitter, let everybody know, look, you know, it's been an up and down season, completely lackluster, nowhere where we expected to be. But on game day, you come out, you support, you go to your local club, whatever you got to do to support Milan. But, you know, I can't lie that when I look at this lineup and I see Musa immediately slotted back in, I see Tomori, Mr. Freeze, because he was frozen out for weeks, Vinny, not even a moment to get into a game. Now here he is playing. I mean, this game, before it even got started, we were already behind. It's just embarrassing, the constant slow starts, game after game after game. I mean, I can't put my thought, like my mind on it, Vinny. I can't put my finger on what the hell is wrong with this team. They did show fire, but they needed to go down to nothing. Again, same thing. They needed to wake up in the second half. But why always the poor starts? I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's, you know, I'm trying to understand where the whole slow starts. And then there's giving up goals. Now, you know, within the first 5-10 minutes. And, you know, what frustrates me the most is that, forget it, we came back. We could have actually won this game. That's what freaks me out, you know. But, you know, I wanted another bad start, right? A Chao own goal, individual mistakes.
A Chao own goal, but set up by an idiotic Musa. Which, again, why is Musa even out there? At this point, I've had enough. I think every Milan fan could feel like, all right, Musa, we've had enough. But there's a collective of errors that happen after, right? So Tomori looks very bad. Lets Goodmanson get around him pretty easily. And then Chao, Minkia, Vinny, next week I'm betting own goal on Chao. Because it's a good three times in one season. Has this even happened to another center back? Ridiculous, man. To me, a bad start, but damn, immediately you let them hit back again. And with their best player, and when you watch the play, Vinny, it is, again, there's one player that we all need to get on the train that he is leaving, and auguri to him for having another baby today, all right? But Deo Hernandez, peace out, bro. Your defense is non-existent, so your contract with Milan should be non-existent. I've had enough of him. Defensively, he's so poor. He was fighting with Dodo. I mean, this guy is a Dodo, all right?
I'm not even going to talk about that play. I'm going to talk about the one that were four man up against like two or three, and he had every fucking option. Every option. It was 2-2 at the time, and he shot it. Now, selfish. I'm not a football player. Far from it. I don't know what goes through their heads. It just... He does some moves sometimes that just... Like, I like to believe in the guy. It's like, okay, he's back, and he's giving his all. And then I see moves like this, right? And, you know... people like to shit on Leao most of the time, but Teo Hernandez on this one, let's keep the negatives for our, you know, flops of the game. Let's talk about Tammy Abraham. Tammy, dude, what I feel sad about this situation, Fabio, and that we went to buy a $30 million guy.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had a chance, but Tammy somehow, some way, he's getting the goals when we need him. And you know what I liked about Tammy on this one, Fabio? As soon as he scored, what was it, 25th minute, whatever?
23rd, I think, yeah.
There's still plenty of time to play, right? Mm-hmm. We went to get the ball. Oh, wait, let's go. Let's get back on track. That's what I appreciate about him, but... How about let's talk about Tammy, and you know we could definitely talk about Magic Mike, because Magic Mike has had his fair share of abuse recently. But let's go with Tammy first off. How you been feeling about him, especially the last couple of games?
First of all, Tammy does great work, great work on the first goal. All right. He does quite a great move to get away from Dodo. Then a nice little 1-2 with Pulisic. And again, Tammy's doing all the work on this goal. And like you say to him, chapeau, right? Chapeau, like hats off to him. But because he played fantastic and immediately got us back into the game. Now, Tammy, good. And again, he's getting paid a lot of money. It's a dry loan. We all know the situation. But I like that they're going out there and they're fighting, right? And this is sad. That's why I put that banner up. The backups lifting us back up. Because these are 2 and 3 on the depth chart. And they're the ones making the things happen for us. Not Jimenez, which is our $30 million guy. Him and Jovic. Now, Jovic, back-to-back games.
Jovic. Jovic.
This poor guy. Somebody in the New York check, but this poor guy's never allowed to celebrate because we always bring him on and we have to like run back to try to score another goal. So he never gets to celebrate any of his goals. But back-to-back games, I like what I heard from him saying that he wants to come back. It's not about money. I like that. So to me, I'm happy these guys are doing the right thing offensively. They finished. You mentioned Teo before. I just want to go back to that for a second. Teo. The part that aggravates me, and he's up for flop of the match for sure, but how the hell do you know, like everybody knows the trade-off with Teo is because he's good offensively. Fine. Play shit defense, you need to be clinical when it's your time to shoot on target. Or just, look, he has one great play. I will give him his flowers for this one. There's a great moment on the left side where Leão does a beautiful pass over, finds Teo running down the left side. Beautiful pass. Teo does exactly what he's supposed to do. But this team is full of people that if they could make the wrong choice, they will. They will. Because Pulisic finds the ball all by himself and the far post. And for some reason, he decides I'm going to head it back across the instead of towards the net, which it looks like he's got a good chance to beat the keeper if he heads it correctly. No, he wants to head it back across. Like, what the hell is going on? But I just want to give big ups to Tammy and Jovic. They have great chances. Tammy has another really great moment right after that exact play that I'm talking about where Pulisic ends up getting the ball again on the same play, crossing it over. Leão's trying to do a bicycle kick and he can't get to it. And Tammy heads it and makes a great save. De Gea, we have to get to the goalkeepers because it's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous, Vinny.
They both of them.
They're both unbelievable.
You know, forget that we almost won this game. We got offside at the end, but both keepers, man, holy shit! And I know Maña, people are easy to criticize on him, and I think it's easy to criticize on him because we're so used to his greatness from the past. But talk to me about De Gea and Maña. I think
first
both of
all,
them like kind
of
stole.
Both
the show.
Of them kept both teams into this game. All right. You could say Milan started bad. What else is new, right?
Fiorentina wasn't good at some parts of the game, too.
No, they weren't. They weren't. But if you look at totality, the amount of chances, again, they have a striker that is extremely in form, and we didn't treat him like, you know, like we should have. We were letting him do whatever he wants. Mike, if I could just read off the amount of saves that this fucking guy has. He has one on Goodmanson on the 21st. He has a save on Keane on the 51st. That's insane. That even if he somehow lets it do, you know, Mike is susceptible to that near post. Keeps his fucking like arm on there and just ricochets it out.
How did he do, Fabio? How did he do?
Keeps his fucking arm. You know, that arm, you know? And then easy shot he saves on my favorite player, Mandragón, or whatever the fuck this guy's name is. Franco was making fun of me because I can't pronounce his name. Anyway, that's in the 52nd. Another close shot. He saves on Beltran in the 63rd. He's one-on-one with Keane. This son of a bitch has a breakaway. Makes the save in the 69th. Should I go more? Because there's like three more. He makes another save on a bad header. Keane's wide open. This defense thought the game was over after 20 minutes. They were terrible today. Both of them, Chow and Tomori, embarrassed with you people. They leave Keen wide open. Thank God he heads it right up. He has another hard shot by Keen. And then Walker, he gives the ball up. Keen gets the ball, blasts it as hard as he can. Thank God Mike has reflexes like a cat. Today he's magic, baby. All right? That's Harry Potter out there, or a Gio called Dumbledore. This guy's out there just making fucking amazing magic saves. Kept us in the game. And you'll look on the other side. There's the Manchester United reject. De Gea, save on Tammy's header. Double save! A double save, our best opportunity. Well. Oh, my God. He saves Tijani in the near post. Pulisic gets it. This motherfucker makes a kick save like he's playing for the Devils. Unbelievable. And then he has another one, and like you mentioned, on Deo's coast-to-coast run there, where Deo picks a better option, but he shoots it, and De Gea makes a save. I mean, if you're going top either way, it's only the goalkeepers. Keane is amazing. Let's not put that away.
Great. It's very good.
But top in regards to Milan, there's Mike and Mike only. I'm sorry. Without Mike, we lose 9-2. Yo, we get pelted. And like Mike is just amazing. And I just want to say one more thing. If you ever think we should sell Mike, go smack yourself because you're crazy. Mike is the last person we should get rid of. He's still world class. And look how many times he saves our ass.
You know what? Let me ask you guys, what was, you know, what do you think about the game? Your favorite moments? Do you agree with us with a flop? You know, we're going to go to tops and flops, but let us know. Maybe we're going to read out some of your comments. Musa is a comment. Musa is a conversation on its own. And we're going to talk about it because Stevie P sent us some talking points. But top and flop, I'm going to go with top. Magic Mike, I think we got to agree on that one, Fabio.
Magic Mike is 100% the top of the class, top of the match. Mike again shows why he is so valuable to this club. Besides the fact, finally looking like a captain dragging this fucking team to not lose. I mean, just amazing.
And flop.
Nah.
Musa, I think, is just too easy. I think Musa, because he has a segment of his own later on, but would you go with...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You'll get more than you expect with McValue at McDonald's. Like deals on your late night go-tos when the party goes till dawn. And savings on their faves. So date night always passes the vibe check. Plus, when the fam shows up for the weekend, you can show out for breakfast.
Buy one breakfast sandwich, add one for a dollar. Only in the app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once a day. Must opt into rewards. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It has to be Musa, but I'd say Deo Hernandez is a close second. I mean, Deo was just embarrassing. His defense is embarrassing. And when you're going to play defense that bad...
By the way, Fabio, thank you to Lord Figo for subscribing, because that's the only reason that he's able to...
That's right.
So who's laughing in the end? Thank you, Lord Figo.
Doesn't matter. He could stay in the chat where he belongs pays us to read his stupid comments. But I would just say this. When you look at the game defensively, everybody's a flop. Nobody's good.
I don't want to identify.
Musa's a flop for the season. I don't know what the hell has happened to this kid, and we'll get to him later. But Deo, bad. Very bad. Malik Chow, another own goal, bro. Well, how many times are you going to fucking do this in one season? Kick it out! What are you doing? You should know better. German vibranium my ass, Gio.
What?
And then Tomori. Tomori. What the hell, bro? Again, this is what I'm talking about. You get an opportunity to play, and he doesn't look good. Don't tell, oh, he's rusty. I don't give a shit. What's he been doing all week?
Did he not pass that beautiful play on the winning goal?
First of all, effort pass. That is a pass that Fiorentina misplays. He's trying to pass it to Jimenez and misses terribly, and somehow it gets to the end to Jovic.
It was all calculated.
So Jovic doing that. Tomori had no fucking idea. He should buy Jovic dinner because that's not an assist he really earned. No, thank you. Terrible. And Kyle Walker, don't think I was going to forget about your ass. You almost cost us the game at the end. That stupid pass that sets up Keane taking a fucking rocket at Mike. Listen, and then thank you, VAR. I will say it because everybody wants to shit on VAR. But they weren't out of the smoke break this week. If not for VAR and fucking Dodo Bird just getting off lines.
That wasn't even close.
Come on. Listen, we would have deserved the loss, guys. I'm sorry to tell you. We would have deserved it with the amount of times that we... Yes, it deflated everybody at the bar until we noticed that, oh, he's offside. So we got at least we're going to get a point. It just, honestly, not good enough. Defensively, we looked awful. And all I wanted, I said this at the beginning of the game, all I wanted was to have some momentum. Get something going for the next couple games. Because Udinese, again, you can't have like a lame performance. You have Inter after, and that's the game that matters most. So try to get into some consistent play, some nice form. No, immediately. 20 minutes, we're down. 10 minutes, we're down. We look like inferior. Like, we are ninth place. They're playing like it. This is not a team. These are individuals out there, and when individuals shine and show that they're worth something, sometimes we get results. But right now, as a team, Vinny, you can't say this is a team. You can't. We are terrible.
No.
Our defense is bad. Our midfield is super thin. Victor, you're the fucking
Victor,
man.
Victor,
you
don't Victor even just put lets you send us money. He just sends us money.
Victor's the fucking man.
Is there a 25% tariff on this $4.99? Because if it's Canadian, this is at least $17 Canadian.
No tariffs. Not here. Not in MWP.
No tariffs. So, guys, look, we're going to try to... we're going to do a bit of football soon. We're going to talk about... we're going to talk about Serie A because, as I said, this week, Fabio, other than Lazio saying, hold my beer... Nobody wanted to gain some points today. Everybody just wanted to, like, you know, take it easy. So let's take it through the city recap, and then we'll talk about some pitch-on questions, some talking points, and the upcoming match on Friday. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. E se può anche ascoltare in italiano. Fabio putting the... How are you putting the alla trompetta with Jenna Udinese una
No, just to get the segment going, you know.
Okay. Scusate. Genoa bringing home the 3 points at home against Udinese, and obviously Udinese loses, so they're going to be Real Madrid circa 1998 when they come and play us this coming Friday. But after that... I feel bad. I don't know. I keep on repeating this every single week, Fabio, but Monza.
Listen, Monza had 5 good minutes. All right, 5 good minutes. Okay, they took the lead behind Malta. But, I mean, Como hit him back twice before the end of the first half and then killed it off by the 51st. So Como is easily the better team. Monza, you know, I just feel bad for Nesta.
Yeah.
You get fired. Then get rehired for this?
Come on back.
Oh, come on, man. And just want to mention one thing. For Genoa, that's the 7th win for Vieri this year. He's been there for 19 games. So, again, Genoa's not that bad. Still a fair result in regards to them. But, yeah, Monza's...
And they did it late, Genoa, you know?
Yeah.
And then the mighty, mighty Inter... Up to nothing and giving an opportunity to Napoli, which obviously they can't squander today. But Inter against Parma. Parma, of all people, being up to nothing and in 10 minutes.
And exactly the same thing. Inter up 10 minutes. I mean, Thuram was so embarrassed with how bad he shot that ball that he didn't even want to celebrate. He felt bad. That's because it should have been a handball. These guys don't even look at it, of course. Their VAR was out on a cigarette break for that one. But that one shouldn't have counted. But Inter dropping points. But, what a beautiful surprise to turn around at the bar after seeing it 2-0 and all of a sudden it being 2-2. What a glorious moment it was.
But in the end, you know what? Teams like Inter, the way they've been playing this year, it's like they don't hurt that much. Then again, exactly. They didn't hurt that much after today's result, which we're going to get into. Lecce and Venezia.
Both goals in this game. But unfortunately for them, the first one was an own goal. But it was a big loss for both these teams. A tie is not good for either one of them.
No, either team.
This is 17th and 19th, respectively. So you can't drop points to each other. And a 1-1 tie, I mean, again, it just shows the bottom of the table is so mediocre and poor this season. So, it really is.
On this result page, we had Como that took three points where everybody else tied, you know. And then we get to other teams that didn't want to win this week. Empoli, and Cagliari. Do we have the The Price is Right? No, Empoli, Cagliari 0-0. Torino here. Tied it up because Verona was up 1-0, 1-1 in Torino. Yeah,
just 3 minutes later, they tied the game.
That's about it. But 1-1 here.
And your boy Ricci gets a red card.
My boy.
Your boy.
That's my boy. We're getting him too, no? We're buying all kinds of people.
I don't believe nobody until I see him with the shirt on their hands, all right? But I'm just saying. I mean, that's the highlight of the game, is that he's getting a red card, straight red on a bad foul that he shouldn't have done. I mean, he wanted a week off.
For me, Fabio, the surprise of the week. The surprise, and I don't want to Strasbourg Steve, our Lazio friend, and I'm not taking shots at him at all, but I think if you were a betting man, nobody would have bet on Atalanta to lose this game. And once again, looking at everybody else's result, Lazio said, hey guys, I'm going to go out and win, take these 3 points while everybody else ties, but Atalanta.
Atalanta's floundering right now, man. This is their third straight league loss. Yeah. Third straight loss. Think about that. They're in third place. They were secure in third place. We even, until that first loss 3 weeks ago, we thought they were still in the title race. Now they are not. And again, they're playing good caliber teams, and Lazio's been playing well. I would say Atalanta needs to start worrying that they might not finish third, because now they're only a couple of points. We're going to see when we get to the next slide. They're not that far away from fourth now.
No, definitely. You know, Lazio plays better with Mandas instead of Provedel. Faz is telling us there, but good on Lazio. Then the big Saturday night game, Roma-Juventus. Sunday night game.
There's a lot of big games this week. Atalanta, Lazio, Roma, Juventus, Bologna. It's a star-studded week.
David Fante, are those cheeses? God bless you, David. God bless you. Another game that people were expecting maybe a bit more. Both teams needed the win, but I just felt that they both did what they needed to do. Roma looked good at the second half of the game, and
We got to give Locatelli a little love. He has a great shot, gets the goal, gets Juve on the board.
Sorry, are you talking about generational talent Locatelli? The next coming of Christ, Locatelli.
Listen, I love his cheese, all right? But
his cheese.
Yeah, you never had Locatelli cheese? Come on, bro.
We don't have Locatelli. There's tariffs on that. We don't have Locatelli cheese up here.
But listen, great goal, but I don't know who scored for Roma. But Roma, listen, Ranieri's doing magic down there, bro.
Good for him.
I'm happy for him. Not so happy that our team stinks. We should have went and got him, but, you know, we don't like it.
Ready. Yeah, they did blew it because they should have won this game. And then they just took their foot off the pedal, and it ended up in a 1-1.
The two-door honeymoon is over.
Another blunder today that they could have went a point closer to a league-leading Inter. Napoli. No. And Bologna just likes to score goals of the year candidates, it seems. But I don't know. It's like I was watching a bit of the game on my way back home and...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
I'm looking at Napoli, and I'm trying to low, like, what is the explanation here? You can't be fucking tired. You play one game a week.
That's
you just don't have... You know what? Now I go back to Double K. Was Double K so crucial to this team?
No, it's but listen, like, I just think that, one, you're underselling Bologna right now. Bologna is a good squad. They are a good team. And Italiano got them playing better than Malta ever got them playing. They're going to move up to third if Atalanta doesn't get themselves together. I'm telling you, Bologna is looking good, man. And I would even say watch Bologna win the Coppa Italia because everybody else is sucking.
Stop that.
First of all, they have great players, man. They have a couple of really good players. They lost two of their best players, and they're still fighting for top four. Granted,
because Milan can win a fucking game because Lazio is bipolar.
What are you talking about? Because of Milan, they beat us. They're a good team.
If Milan would be playing the way they were supposed to be playing, nobody would be talking about Bologna. Yeah. And then last year, when everybody, Bologna, what a magical story. Thiago Motta, what the fuck did he do? Dick squat? And what did Bologna do in the Champions League? Dick squat. Okay, so don't talk to me about Bologna. What a great team. They're playing so great.
And they it, like,
because
good.
Everybody else sucks, okay? Because everybody else sucks.
First of all,
and just the way the comment was like, oh, well, the Napoli of, you know, those years where Juve was winning Scudettos, they were the anti-Juve. What the fuck does that mean? So Bologna is playing good because the Milans of the Serie A can't get their fucking shit together. And the Lazios, the Atalantas, anyways, good on them. But once again, if Bologna ends up in third place... Guys, I'm sorry. That's an embarrassment for Serie A. That's the way I feel. It is what it is.
Let's go to the standings, baby.
We're not professionals, nor we pretend to be.
Look at this.
Allora, ci sta la Inter, 68. Napoli, 3 points. 3 points behind you have Atalanta, 58. Bologna, 57. This is the best thing. I was telling my lady friend, I'm like, look at these standings. 58, 57, 56, 55, 53, 52, and 48. And then my brother is like, the only reason he mentioned 48 is because it's Milan. Because if not, he would have been mentioning 48. I'm like, leave me
20,
alone.
20 points behind Inter. That is embarrassing. Embarrassing. Don't even ask what the most surprised. That is it right there. That is an embarrassment to our season. We have 7 weeks to go. I don't even look at this standing anymore with a feeling to care because this is an embarrassment. I don't even want to reach the top six because we don't deserve it. All I care about is beating Inter one more time so we can get to a Coppa Italia. And you know what? I think when you look at the bottom, it's staying exactly the same. Empoli's been terrible. Venezia cannot get a win. Monza is basically out.
You know, Empoli's playing Napoli next week, so who knows
what's... Here they come! Yeah, right. Empoli's going to be out. It's just, I don't think it's even... It would take a miracle. I think Lecce is... Those 2 points are monumental with these bottom clubs. I think...
Definitely.
The thing I would just say, I know you doubt me. Don't take it away! I want to look at it for a second.
Oh, scusate.
Bologna with that. Bologna, watch. Another stumble by Atalanta, and they're going to be sitting in third place. And then you're going to say, it's because of
And it's
Milan.
An embarrassment to Serie A.
I mean, it's not. Bologna's playing well. That's it.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know
they're
what
just playing well when everybody else is sucking. And everybody else is sucking, including us. Number one. Number one. Jesus Christ. Gio, like
let's,
Gio on
let's
Patreon.
End the segment. Let's end this segment.
Let's end this segment and that segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL here in Canada. Gio, like Gio's in the comments, he's part of the and he still sends questions on Patreon. Ask it's Lord Figo if he is heartbroken that his Bastoni is a Milan fan and that he loves Milan. Gio, keep up the great work. Keep up the great work. Let's go through some, let's go for some talking points. Stevie P, even his absence, send us some, a couple of things. Guys, there was the fiasco of the Paratici, the Direttore Sportivo. I wanted to bullet point, because Presidente did some investigative journalism. Obviously, Fabio, and he went to figure out what happened there. But he said, I did some digging, and the responses won't surprise you, obviously. Failure on the part of Milan was letting the media run wild in speculation, not putting water on the fire. A simple declaration from Furlani could have been, we are in the process of evaluating our plans for next season, one of which is the potential hiring of a direttore sportivo. We are looking at different profiles and no decision is imminent. We want to concentrate on finishing the season and put all our efforts there. Then we will work out during the off season. But no, they never freaking talk. So Paratici's entourage keeps feeding the media to push his candidacy, to the point that it made it look like he was about to be hired. However, given the situation, you have to be very careful and thorough through due diligence as required. Milan management are too dumb to react and avoid this embarrassment. I get why Milan would not want to 100%. Confirm or deny every single. You have to no choice intervene on more important. Like, you know what I was listening to? You know I love...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, no, I got it.
Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Wrestling, and I was listening to this podcast. Kevin Owens, Montreal boy, came out on last week and said, you know, neck injury, I got to be off for like, you know, maybe a year. And he's talking on podcasts like, I couldn't believe it leaked before I had to announce it. And he goes, it really bothered me because it probably leaked from somebody in the office that had nothing to do with me. And, you know, like these meaningless people. And then I started relating back to Milan. It's like, who is leaking this kind of shit, right? Presidente making a point, even Stevie P making a point. He was telling us, you know, why the hell are we even considering, he's still suspended and legal issues? Like, and how does this get out, Fabio? Like, and this, I believe, is the first, not the first year, but it's been a lot of shit, you know, being leaked. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, everybody knows that the Italian newspapers and all the media outlets have, for lack of a better word, a hard-on for Milan. But this is stupidity. And it's 100% correct. That why are you even entertaining a guy who cannot technically take the position until almost the end of July? We need somebody to get in there, get a coach... Get everything in order. We do not need to be looking at people who are suspended, who you know, he's suspended from things he did with Juve years ago. First of all, he's got something on his resume that I don't like one bit. All right?
What is it?
This guy brought Emerson Royale over there. He spent money on Emerson Royale. I don't need more people of this mentality in this club. All right. I need Emerson out. I don't need to bring somebody in who thought it was a good idea to send $25 million for him. Now, most of the players that I recognized that I thought were okay were him buying from Juve, bringing him over because he had Conte with him. Now, I don't want this guy. I don't want nothing to do with Juve.
All right? Even if they played at Juve, I don't want him on the team. With the exception of Inzaghi and some other fucking person, Frank is going to pop up in the chat and tell me I forgot. I don't want him. I'm sorry, I don't. Let's talk about the other two people.
Yeah, so you have Alekai. We are interested in the Miko from Atalanta. How does even this fucking shit come out, right? And Tare's been in the...
That's been out discussed. For weeks now, you know.
But how is Atalanta, like, they've been doing pretty good in the last 5 to 7 years and scouting and the Direttore Sportivo. So I think in the end, you know, I think it's going to have to be Tare. And I never minded what he did at Lazio. I think even Steve and I had some good words to say about the guy, but... In the end, is this just all clickbait, Fabio?
Honestly, I hope it's not. I wish somebody would have came out, like Presidente said, and set the record straight. Like, look, we're interviewing people. We are in the process, but we're not going to mention any names or say anything officially until the season's over. Let's just ride it out. Because the next topic that we have is infuriating. Because how could you be looking at coaches when you don't have the sporting director, which you know needs to choose the coach? So in regards to either or, I mean, Atalanta has been pretty viable. And before that, he was with Verona. But Tare, I like the kind of players he found at Lazio. Lazio has been performing pretty well. So either one of them, compared to what we have now, which is a question mark. The Riddler's up there making our sporting decisions because we don't know who the fuck it is. So it's either one, just make a decision and make sure they're available. As soon as this season ends, they can get hired and get to work.
You know, talking about, you know, Direttore Sportivo, Italiano's interesting. I'm just going to tell you guys one thing, right? All the Italiano dick writers. Were you all Thiago Motta dick riders or what he did at Bologna? I can't believe we didn't get Thiago Motta at Milan.
You've been hanging out with Gio too much.
It would have been so great and everything.
No, we like the idea of an Italian coach.
La maglia è pesante. La maglia è pesante. Where do you go to Juve, Milan, Inter? La maglia è pesante. So these coaches, until they bring it up to a team that's going to put them pressure, right?
Yeah,
I don't care what they've done at Bologna, at Como, at Spezia, and at Lecce. It doesn't mean shit, right? So everybody was on Thiago Motta's train at the end of last season. And what did he do at Juve, guys? Tied 17 games? With a Milan that can't win a game? Anyways, it's just that, again, looking at a coach... Looking at a coach before looking at a director sportivo. Anyways, then there
That's
was...
That's a bad idea. Exactly.
It is a bad idea. We're talking about... what are we talking about? David and Luca, the Mercato. Now we're already into the summer Mercato because we're going to get Lorenzo Luca and... is that his name? Lorenzo? I think it is Lorenzo.
I think so.
But, you know, I like what James sent us here. James is like, I've heard rumors about signing Luca from Udinese. I'm pretty sure he would fit in perfectly since he likes to argue about taking penalties. Anyways, I'll stay positive and let's finish the season with a few wins and hopefully another trophy in Copa America. I wouldn't want a player like that. I want to fight with his teammates to take a penalty shot. And what? We're going to take him because he's Italiano and he's tall. But even Jonathan, David, Luca, do you put any importance on these subjects, Fabio?
I guess that's like tying a bow. Then you're saying you don't want to keep Jovic, you don't want to keep Tammy Abraham, right? Jimenez is signed because we bought him. What are we gonna do with Camarda? Are we gonna give Camarda a chance? Are we gonna keep acting like young players are not allowed to play? How much money are we gonna divulge? Jonathan David is not coming. I'm sorry to you Canadians who want a representation. Hey, it's not gonna happen. All right. I would take Luca. He's got 10 goals on the season. Not terrible. And again, we need more Italians on the team. Even if it's a backup striker.
I'll give you that.
Let's, again, also too, who knows what the new coach is going to want. Maybe we
playing two strikers. So three strikers is not enough. Maybe we'll need four or five strikers on the depth chart so we can actually use them and play that style. I don't know. But right now, when I see these two guys, I don't think we're going to spend the kind of money, even though Jonathan David should be fairly cheap. He's on, I think he's, is he on a free?
Fabio.
I think he's on a free this year.
We spent almost $100 million in the winter, and if we don't do Champions League and that money, they're going to cut someone.
$100 million? $100 million?
We didn't spend $100 million during the summer.
On who?
The
on who?
$30 million on, we spent.
All right, $30 million. That's it. Who else? Joao Felix? Kyle Walker? Who else? Who else did we sign? Bondo? Bondo? Warren. Bondo? These guys are bums. We are shopping at the garbage bin. Not even the Dollar Tree. The garbage bin. What they left behind the store.
Speaking of bums. Musa.
Wow,
Musa, I don't mean this to you personally, dude. I'm sure you're a good guy and... And there was a lot of conversation about Musa being subbed off and Florenzi and who else went to pick him up there? Supposedly went him back into the get him back into the bench. Fabio, I think I agree with Steve on his comments. It's like I don't have a problem with him being subbed out. Now you fucked up. Let's put it very simple. You fucked up. You got subbed out. Then my mind goes to just the way, it's not a good, just the way Steve mentions, like, is that on the coach to have put him on in the first place? Now, hold on. I'll agree with that. What's the alternative? So that's where I'm going to, like, what's the alternative? Changing completely formation. So Musa, I think, was wrong. I don't think he did it purposely to say, fuck you, Conceição and Milan, to just walk out. And Florenzi and what's his name? The other defender, the bald guy.
Pavlovic.
Pavlovic, excuse me. They went to pick him up, come back, and the abraçao Conceição, and, you know, okay, I fucked up. Where do you stand in all this? Because honestly, I don't have a problem with him being subbed out. You fucked up. That's it. Where do you stand on the subbing out and his reaction?
I don't even want him on the field anymore, all right? I don't. And it hurts me, Vinny. It hurts me tremendously. You know I'm a homer, all right? Look at this picture! Jesus. Look at this picture! First of all, condolences to my friend Derek, who got completely cut out. But I think he did that on purpose because he sent me this picture. But look how happy I am. Look how happy he is. Maybe I passed him the Malocco, you know? Like, I don't know. But what the hell is going on with this kid?
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. Don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
He's driving me crazy. I don't even know why he's starting. Stop. He's not the caliber that we need. He keeps making too many mistakes. At this point, he's probably in his own head. Enough. If you're going to put Musa in, put him in as a substitute. Fine. You need energy to run a chicken without a head. Fine. Put him in then. But don't start with the kid. He's just not in the right place.
No, it's just,
go with Bondo, which I'm not really thrilled with Bondo either.
It's not like it's a terrible. What an upgrade there.
We need so many things in the offseason. But Musa, I would just tell him, start looking at places in Lecce and Verona. You're being shipped out somewhere, all right? I can't take it. He's got to go. It's enough. I feel terrible because I want him to be good. I thought he was going to be a good signing, but it seems like it's $20 million down the drain.
Do you agree with Steve saying, like, you know, if coach leaves him on, he gets fired, he gets fried, whatever, he takes him out, he still gets, you know, the bad press.
I mean, this is for him. And do you agree that game.
He shouldn't have put him on? Are you with him? He shouldn't have put him on in the first place. And if that's the case, who would have? Bondo?
Yes. Anybody else? Change formation. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Play Tijani back there and put Chukwueze in on the right. Do something. We had
Tony
to
say loan him out. Yeah, loan him out. Because I don't think he's a lost case. Because he's young, right? He's young. Man.
He's like 21, 22 tops. He's super young. So he still has... Listen, even if he's not good enough to be on our squad, can you send him out so he gets some value? God forbid. 22. Yeah, see.
He's 22?
22. Holy shit. That's it. He's still a bum right now. Yeah, look, it's another bum. I'm talking about putting Chukwueze in and Musa and him cost almost the same amount. They're just bums. I don't know what to tell you, man. All right? You guys think Verlani and Moncada. I don't want Moncada to stay. Me and Franco were talking about this on the train. I don't want Moncada even to stay as a scout. I want him out. Somebody's got to get the axe. All right? If this little hobbit, Verlani, doesn't want to get fired because he's got two fingers up Elliot, you know what? Fine. But somebody's got to be fired. I don't want Ibrahimovic out. I don't want to see nothing from him anymore.
Out of these bums that are playing for us, who's starting on Friday against Udinese? Because Udinese is going to come out to play, right? Obviously, they just lost 1-0.
Even though I don't like Fofana lately either. He's been terrible as well.
Where's the Fofana the first 15 games that he was like a workhorse and he was just like...
Because Fonseca left! That's it. Fonzie left. His talent left with him. That's it. So
his talent. His talent left with Fonzie.
I guess so. He got right out. I don't know what's happened to him. But I would go back playing him and Tijani as our double pivot. Let him work it out. Tell Fofana, keep your ass back. You're covering back. Don't even think about going forward. Actually, you should let one of Tomori or somebody else. Let Pavlovic just go pull it down. He wants to do it anyway. Just keep him back. I say try to figure out a way to play two strikers. Enough of this one striker shit. Play Jimenez and Tammy together. And that's it. Pulisic on the right, Leao on the left. Those two guys in the middle. Let's get eaten alive.
It's funny because on this weekend, going away to like this little like getaway 2 days out of like, social media, no internet, just go and relax, whatever. And it's like, and the game happens to be on Friday. Like, am I going to be stressed out? What are you expecting from Milan? Or give me a prediction, Fabio. Okay, how about this prediction? Okay, let's ask everybody else. Let's ask everybody else out of the next. Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up. And we're gonna do.
Are you gonna ask about the next points we're gonna get?
Like... Yeah. I think that's what I'm gonna be asking. So, guys, if I'm looking, do you want to do? Look at Victor. Another $4.99. This guy,
Victor,
for my boy fan.
Victor, you are the man, baby. See?
Thank you. So we have, gentlemen, Udinese, Atalanta, and Venezia. So fast. Okay, I'm not even gonna go for the last games. Let's go with. Allora, abbiamo detto. Ci sta. What did I say? We have Udinese, Atalanta, and Venezia. Out of the next 9 points, Fabio, quanto punti farà il Milan dalle tre prossime partite? With Pavlovic as a false nine.
I think we come along with 4 points. I think we beat...
No. 4 points.
First of all, I'm sorry to tell you.
If we were playing Atalanta next, I would be worried. We're coming out with 9 points out of nine.
I don't think so. All right.
Unless, you want to put a light
unless
bet?
Unless Jesus put a himself bet. Is coming out to play
Jesus?
Center back. Listen, Jesus, they're Jesus playing on Easter, all right? Jesus is coming off the bench, out of the wall, into the game, and Jesus is going to be right there. He's going to say, Tomori, go back to the bench. I got this. Me and Malik Chow, Jesus and Malik Chow, and they're going to have it, all right? I think we're going to tie Udinese because we don't win right now. We don't know what we're doing.
We're winning against Udinese.
We're going to lose against Atalanta. And we're going to beat Venezia. And hopefully,
you know
hopefully
what?
We beat Inter and we go to the fucking final.
Watch Milan. You know how we like comebacks? Watch Milan somehow, some way, in the last seven games, too little, too late. Watch. There will be pain.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't care. At that point. Like, I never want my team to lose, all right?
And no,
I'm not really saying I hope they do it. I just think, from what I'm seeing week in, week out, this team is not going to play well on Friday. They're going to be worried about their reservations or the club that they're going to after or whatever they're doing for Palm Sunday. They don't give two shits.
What they're doing for Palm Sunday.
That's right. And then you make them play on Easter, on Pascua. They're going to go out there and they're going to play good. Get at it. You have a better chance of Jesus being the starting center back. It's not going to happen.
You
they're
know
gonna
what?
Play
you know what, Fabio?
Atalanta's going to be right back on track.
If we can, Easter Sunday, we do a pregame therapy. What time's the game on?
No, I can't. I have family. Stop.
Family can wait. There's therapy on Easter Sunday. You know what, Patreon? Let me see if I can work it out because
I can watch the game. I don't know about podcasting of any sort. I mean, my father might be like, what's going on?
My family think we're going to do it.
Right as the lamb is coming out of the oven, yeah, it's going to start. So I'm going to have to tell my mother, put the Milan game on.
Menta partita, ma.
And you know what? It's better because at my mother's house, we have La Madonna right next to the television. So maybe we'll get a little help. I don't know.
We shall see. Guys, thank you so very much for everybody supporting. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the interactions, haters and lovers. Thank you for the Patreon supporters. How do we want to close this off, Mr.
I'm going to ask you one thing, all right? We get into our extra time here,
right? We forgot. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody.
Let's bring it up. We've seen the home kit. What are your thoughts on the away kit? Do you like it? Yeah, you know. You like old school stuff. There's our old school logo.
I like the old school. I think I'm going to I'll buy this one. I'm going to probably buy this one. Yeah,
you
like
think
the old
so?
School
You're gonna
one.
Go with it?
I don't know. About
I've
the
been
collar,
very
though.
Listen white with a heavier body set like myself. Not necessarily the best look, you know what I mean? Especially if it's see through. But I like it. I get it. I know Gio's gonna want to collect them. I'm against buying any new merchandise, so I'm not even gonna pretend like I'm gonna buy it.
Gio already pre-ordered it.
What pre-ordered already. This? And this for all those Emerson Royale lovers out there. All right.
Hold on. We went from Portugal to Brazil now.
Yes. Next year, we're going to have an Argentinian jersey, but no player on the team. Unbelievable. But this one, you can get it in, what's that guy's name? Pellegrino? Didn't we have a Brazilian or Argentinian for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, he was Argentinian.
They're going to send them back just for that jersey. But this one, I don't know. The green collar, the crest is normal. The third kit gets the normal logo. You gotta be shitting me.
Yeah, no, I
kinda like it though. I don't know. Call me crazy. I kinda like it.
We had, I think the goalie had that jersey back in 2009, 2010. There was like a Brazil inspiration when Pato was there. Anyways, but we have no Brazilian players. So, no, I'm going to go with the first one.
So, you say the other one's good. Okay.
Yeah. I like the devil. I like the devil on that one. We'll see what it looks
like.
That's
our logo from before they went to the crest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like it. It's pretty good.
Okay,
it's pretty
good. Not chamal. What else? You have some something to share about the Milan club?
Of course.
Grazie, Faz. 2014-2015. What do you have for our New York people?
I just want to give, of course, show the ad that our great club always makes every week. Udinese Milan live from the Football Factory in Legends Bar, 33rd and 5th Avenue. You guys missed a huge Cardinale Redbird protest that happened this past week. But if you were at the bar, you could have been part of it. Thousands, maybe even millions. It was huge. This
against
protest.
Uncle Jerry.
Oh, against Redbird in total. I mean, miles all down Fifth Avenue, stopping traffic. They even prevented Bonetti from coming to the club. But I digress. You know, so all those people think, the people in New York, we should be.
It was fake news that there were protests about whatever was happening in the United States. It was all about Redbird.
All Redbird. Okay. They're very all upset. Redbird. They don't want to see Musa. They vendere vattene. I think I heard them chanted all of Fifth Avenue. It was amazing to hear in Manhattan. But if you have a chance, there's always somebody from the club representing the bar there. Go check them out, 33rd and Fifth Avenue. It is the greatest experience. Sorry to all you other clubs out there. Second to being only at the San Siro. Go check it out, baby.
And to Liban Youssef, yeah, we all miss Jan. He works for the government, right? He's working on overtime, and he's been saying that
saving Canada.
Even on Twitter, on X, like his algorithms doesn't show a lot of the stupidities, but he's still part of the team. Right now, it's Fabio and I, guys. Want to close this off, Fabio?
My parting shot is always thank you to everybody, but big ups to the people in the chat who are always here every Monday night. But Victor, the great,
thank you.
Victor, the amazing, two super chats in one night,
$28 Canadian, right there. At least $28 Canadian.
And
thank you.
No super chats from Lord Figo, always comes in to talk crap with the fake money and job that he has, but never donates to the cause. We always appreciate your time, but we'd love a little bit of your money, baby.
You know what? I don't want to mention him, but I'm going to mention a guy like Liban Youssef that's been there since day one. He's there waiting on always the first one to comment. Look at the Milan Club New York Faz there in the comments. We had Philly as well in the comments, David Fante. Guys, there's even Fujis and Funyuns. I don't know how many years he's been there. And one day I'm going to figure out who he is. But thank you to all, guys. Seriously, we appreciate it. Maybe Friday. But, you know, just in case Gio decides that he could join you somehow, some way. He's very busy. He's very, very busy, Gio. But what do people need to do once again in case you go on Friday?
If you haven't, and there's a high probability we are going to go Friday night, you got to subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell. It's how you're going to be alerted when we're going live, when we're dropping new videos, anything we're doing. If you're watching this later, please smash the like button. Leave a comment. More interaction, the better, baby.
And yes, even Ramiz a couple of times giving some super chats. Ramiz, you're always there, guys. We appreciate every single one of you. From Fabio, from myself, from Stevie, from Jan, from Gio, from Presidente, we appreciate every single interaction you guys give us, whether it be on here, on Patreon, super chats. It is very therapeutic to do this every single Monday night, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for the next ones. Fabio, we take it home.
Peace, ovunque, everybody.
Ovunque sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao.